You think it was people are like, hey, I don't want to bring more kids into a world where we're going to get a Trump and Biden rematch. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case, but a new poll shows that just a little more than 6 months ahead of the 2024 presidential election, Americans are generally unhappy with both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, and displeased with the fact that we are almost sure to get a rematch in 2024.
No, you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why
because,
would you answer that
because
question?
Because the question is,
will you shut
who is
your,
up, man?
Okay,
who
I'm trying to get a word in here, edgewise myself. In fact, that Pew Research poll found that 49% of voters said if they could, they would replace both candidates on the ballot. And voters aren't just unhappy with both Trump and Biden being on the ballot, they're generally unhappy with each of the candidates separately. About two-thirds of voters polled by Pew said that they have little to no confidence that President Joe Biden is physically fit to be president of the United States. And nearly as many voters said they lack confidence in Trump to act ethically in the role. I don't think this is a big surprise to anybody, but it is interesting that they don't not only dislike the idea of having both of them on the ballot, they dislike both of them separately.
Do you think the vice president selections will make a difference? People will be voting for second in command.
Yeah, I don't know. I think for some people who would be voting for Joe Biden, they would say, I'm really voting for Harris because I don't know if Joe Biden's going to make it another 4 years. Some people might say that. And I don't think anybody really knows who Trump's going to pick as his running mate. But but despite voters not getting excited about Biden or Trump, the Arizona Republican Party decided they want strong Trump supporters representing them at the national level over the weekend. A state senator who is such a big Donald Trump supporter that he could be facing prison for attempting to overturn the 2020 election in Trump's favor, and a former state legislator who was kicked out of her chamber last year for her part in bringing disinformation to a legislative hearing regarding false election claims. They were both elected as national GOP committeemen. Those are top positions in the national party. So Senator Jake Hoffman, whose name popped up last week as he was accused of 9 felony counts in an indictment that alleges the Republican presidential electors in 2020 engaged in a conspiracy aimed at preventing the lawful transfer of the presidency of the United States, is one of those people. And then Liz Harris, who was kicked out of the Arizona legislature last year for lying about her role in disinformation that was given at a legislative hearing, was elected a national GOP committeewoman. There were a lot of people at that state Republican convention who were really enthusiastic about having these two represent the Arizona Republican Party at the national level.